Makeda, he's coming back. You must be delighted with that.
Absolutely delighted. And a big thank you has got to go to Man United yet again. And Kiko himself, you know, there was through his form and his goal scoring with us and his previous spell, the short spell, it alerted a lot of clubs to what a good player he was. And we've beat up a lot of competition, you know. So Kiko himself wanted to come back and Man United made it happen. So we're very grateful for that.
Were they other championship clubs or perhaps clubs overseas maybe?
There was a lot of clubs that wanted him, you know, and that was always the danger when Kiko first came, that he was going to hit the ground running, score goals, as he did, and that was going to alert a lot of people. But I say a lot of credit, especially he's got to go to the kid.
What do you think the defining factor is then in him wanting to come back here?
I think he enjoyed it. He enjoyed playing his football again. He liked how we played. He got on fantastically well with the group. And sometimes it's better. It's better the devil you know sometimes. You know, he could have went elsewhere and maybe not fitted in as well as he has done here.
Yeah, because I remember speaking to him when he'd signed originally. I think we were at Watford, and he'd said that some of his loan spells elsewhere had not gone so well for him because they'd sacked the manager or what have you. Something had gone on. So to be settled must be important to him.
It is, and he wants to get his career back on track. He wants to play games, and he knows that, well, when he was here previously, we were creating chances, and he'll get on the end of them.
Have you missed him?
Yeah, I think we have. I think we have. Not just his stuff on the field. You know, he's come back into the club today, and it's gave the players a massive boost seeing him because they know he's a quality player. On the flip side of that, when the opposition sees his name on the team sheet, it makes them a lot more wary because they know if he gets a chance, he'll put it away.
And it's that extra, isn't it, cutting edge, that maybe Donny have lacked over the time he hasn't been here?
Yeah, it has. And you know, when he was here, his first time round, it wasn't that long ago. Kiko, by his own admission, will probably say that he wasn't on top of his game. But to get 3 goals and 4 starts shows you that if he gets chances, he'll put them away. What we want to do now is we've got a lot of games coming up, get him back up to speed again, and once he's properly fit, well, you know, he'll go from strength to strength.
So what's the current state of play with that then? Because obviously he hasn't come back because he's been injured. So where is he then in his rehab?
Oh, he's flying. You know, he was in yesterday. He trained well, looked sharp. He's had a good few weeks and a couple of games under his belt at United, you know, and United being the top club they are, there's no way they would send him to us if he wasn't ready to play.
So, you know, in theory, he could start against Yeovil?
Yeah, I think we could say that.
So what's the nature of this particular loan deal then? How long have you got him for? What's the deal?
We've got him to January initially, and we'd love to keep him a lot longer than that, you know, but I think from our point of view, the urgency of getting him in straight away was there, you know, and that meant that the deal was only to January initially, with it being the emergency loan window, you know, we couldn't do it any longer than that.
If I can be specific, when? Because it's sometimes a bit of a grey area. Have you got him till the 1st of January, the end of the month? What's going on?
I'll let you know after I've spoke to the chief exec later. I just wanted to get him in.
But obviously now that you've got him back, well, it'll be a boost for the fan base as well, won't it?
Yeah, well, because he's a quality player. You know, and we believe with the other players we've got in the team that he'll be a big asset for us as he was first time round.
Could that mean someone moves out?
On loan? No, not at the minute. There's no chance. We're struggling a little bit on the injury front, you know, and with the 3 lads, 4 if you include David Cotter away in international duty. We need all the bodies we can get at the minute because there's a few struggling for Friday night.
Right. So come on then, who is a doubt then at this stage?
I ain't telling you.
What's happened then? Is it just for Tuesday? Because you've got Friday, and then you've got Charlton away. Are they serious injuries?
One or two might be. You know, we're waiting on results. We're keeping our fingers crossed that they're not. Because we've had 8 players training this week, you know, and we've really had to wrap them up in cotton wool. But what it does do is if for any reason the players aren't fit, it gives somebody else a chance.
Frustrating though, isn't it? International breaks, everybody's supposed to come back and you've lost a few.
It's frustrating because even as a player I've not known anything like it. You know, we could maybe pinpoint why if they were all muscle injuries or calves or hamstrings or thighs, but they've not been, you know. We've got backs, we've got necks, we've got shoulders, we've got ankles, you know, and it's just innocuous things that's happening at the minute. So slightly frustrating, but as I said, what it does do, it hopefully will allow me to bring maybe one or two more in. But it'll give the players here a chance, you know, and they'll have to take it.
that was almost the next point, really, then. So given the potential for quite a few absentees, you're looking then. Is anything aside from Makeda likely between now and Yeovil tomorrow?
We're actively trying. Time's running out, and the sort of players that we're trying to get in of the ilk of Makeda. Clubs don't want to let their better players go. But we're asking the questions, we're on the phone, we're having conversations all the time. And, you know, I say to you all the time, it's not just down to the player or the club, it's the agent and the finance aspect of it as well.
I have to say that in the sort of the rumour mill has thrown up the name George McCartney. Is that one?
Is he?
He's left back from Sunderland and West Ham.
No, he's not been one. George is somebody that I think he's, off the top of my head, he's been out injured a long time, you know, but he's not one that's been mentioned.
What about potential sort of trialists and what have you? Is that something you can look at as you roll on? Are you looking at maybe one or two there?
Yeah, we've got Abdullah Mieti in. He's been in with us for a couple of weeks. He was at West Brom and Bolton. You know, but the thing is, with the window being as it is, it's very hard to sign players until January the 1st. But we've got him in at the minute and we're having a good look at him. And the one thing he's got is a lot of experience.
Fitness-wise, is he on the mark, as it were, or does he need time to get up to speed?
No, he's fine. He's just actually not long finished. He played in Finland last season, and their season's not long finished. So fitness-wise, is not a problem.
And is there potential there for a deal? Is that something you're actively pursuing, or is it a case of wait and see?
I think it's a case of wait and see. You know, he's been with us a week now. We want to have a good look at him. He wants to have a good look at us. And, you know, we'll probably extend it, so we'll see how he fits into the group. But there's not, as in contract-wise and playing-wise, there's nothing been spoken about that yet.
Just as to wrap off quite a lot of what's happened since we last spoke to you, obviously there's been a huge change at the top. I don't want to sound glib about it, but in terms of dealing with stuff from upstairs, you'll be used to that from all the Oldham scenario, won't you?
Yes, it's like a walk in the park, this at the minute. it's only unsettling if you let it be unsettling. What I've got to do is, as the manager of the club, and I take a lot of pride in that, is first and foremost concentrate on the football side of it. You know, if I take my eye off what's happening on the training ground and on a match day, it soon affects the players, the fans and everybody else. You know, what I will do is, if I can, turn it into a positive, you know, and go out there. We want to win games, we want to get back on track. Siege mentality, if you like, and see where it takes us.
I suppose the difficult question in all this is, because of what's going on upstairs, with John Ryan not around or in the picture quite so much anymore, do you think you'll get same support, more support, less support than what you would have had before as regards ins, outs and moving players?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I sat in the board meeting for a brief time the other day there, and they've backed me bringing McKay in. And as I said, we're actively trying to bring one or two more in, and I know they've got their backing. Said before, as much as my relationship with John was fantastic, I get on well with the existing owners, and Gavin, the chief exec, you know, we were on the phone all the time. Working out the best way to go forward. So for that side of things, it's not affected me yet, and I doubt it will.
Just to change tack, you've had a couple of players away on international duty this week for South Africa. They've gone on to beat Spain. Just your view on that, what a result for them that is.
Fantastic result, but the biggest positive for me is that they're both coming back fit. You know, Bong's got 45 minutes, which I was delighted with. Dean played 96, which I was really disappointed with, because I had a conversation with the injuries we've got with their manager the day before, and I think his words were, you have my word that I will look after them. Now, playing somebody who's just travelled to South Africa for 96 minutes, but travelling back and got a game on Friday is not really looking after them, so I'm disappointed with that, but delighted for the players.
So given the fact that they are not injured but probably fatigued, does that put them in a maybe mark for Friday?
It does, yeah. You know, that we won't see them till later on today. But knowing the two kids the way they are, and if we had any two players that had to make that journey and look after themselves properly, that they would be the two that I could trust to do that.
So, Yeovil then, as a challenge, what do you make of them?
I think the games I've watched have been slightly unlucky. You know, they're like all Gary's team, they're well organised, they work ever so hard. And it'll be a tough game for us, but it's a game that we've got to earmark to win.
The stats would suggest, at least, difficult to beat, don't score many. Is that how you would see Yeovil right now?
They are difficult to beat, yeah. You know, maybe a little bit like ourselves and not scoring enough goals. You know, so I think it'll be pretty evenly matched. But the one thing we have to do is really go for it and get back on track and start pressing again and start passing the ball and start creating. You know, as much as I was pleased with the defensive display against Barnsley, with the ball, we were nowhere near where we want to be. So we've done a lot of work on that, and we want to start on the front foot, get off to a good start, and maintain that throughout the game.
Why do you think that element of Rovers' game has then dipped slightly? Because it's something that we all spoke about that you were doing, and it was working for you.
Yeah, I think if we go back to the Reading game, you know, we're 2-1 and in the game, we lost two late goals and we're down to 10 men. It was disappointing that day because the scoreline didn't reflect the performance. And then going into the Middlesbrough game, which is as poor as I've seen us. You know, we didn't defend well, we didn't pass the ball. We looked a little bit disjointed. You know, and then the Brighton game, losing 3-1 when we actually played really well the second half. You know, maybe the players' confidence took a little bit of a battering. Obviously, within that, we'd lost Yun Suk Yun, we'd lost Rob Jones, who's our leader as well. So I think there's a little bit of everything. So we sat the players down, spoke to them, and made them believe that they're good players and they're a good team, because it was only the first 10 games of the season that were fantastic. You know, and seeing glimpses of that without the ball against Barnsley. I've done a lot of work with the ball because I don't want to just sit back against teams and defend, you know, as we had to do against Barnsley. You know, I want the teams to go out there and play with a bit of belief and express themselves.
And here perhaps presents an opportunity to do that if Yeovil come in and try and batten down the hatches.
Yeah, possibly. But, you know, Gary's teams will have a go at you as well, which will probably work in our favour because it will leave gaps for us to go and play football.
He seems to be one of those managers that gets the universal respect, given the jobs really that he's done throughout the Football League.
Yeah, he's fantastic. You know, when you look all the way back to Yeovil first time, Bristol City, the work he's done abroad, and then to take Yeovil up last season was an unbelievable. You know, and he deserves all the credit he gets.
And perhaps they're going through the same thing, and I know you weren't here then, that Doncaster Rovers probably experienced the first time they came up in new surroundings, bigger teams, opposition you look at and think, goodness me, look at what they've got.
They do, but, you know, I'm not. The results haven't reflected, and I've said this about ourselves, that the performances they've had, and if we only have to look back a few weeks when they beat Nottingham Forest 3-1, you know, so they have got players who can help you. They are a good footballing team and they'll be well organised, so we really have to respect that. And we'll do our work on them, but you know, all this week is we've been really concentrating about us, our positives and how we can hurt them.
And just to round things off then, do you have an opportunity, it seems at least you have an opportunity over the next couple of games to re-establish Doncaster Rovers again and get moving forward, because Yeovil are struggling and Charlton are susceptible, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You know, we can't think too far ahead to the Charlton game at the minute, but we've got to look to be getting 3 points, you know, because what it does do, it puts us further up the table. It keeps them further behind us, if not more, and we're going to the Charlton game looking to go above them.